Orlovsky?
Yes.
And the motion carries.
Okay. Item number six, the Hollywood Center Motel. Lambert, Melissa.
Yes, commissioners. Item six is the historic culture monument application for the Hollywood Center Motel located at 6714 to 6724 West Sunset Boulevard. The staff recommendation is for the commission to take the property under consideration as a potential historic culture monument. And the applicant and preparer, Brian Curran, is here to present the nomination. Please give me a second and I'll load that for you.
Brian, how much time do you need?
I think about the 10 minutes.
Okay.
I was wondering, I was like...
Sorry, Brian. Yeah.
Thank you.
All
right. Sorry, attention. Sorry. Okay, thank you very much. Hello, good morning, commissioners. I'm Brian Curran, representing Hollywood Heritage, presenting the Hollywood Center Motel application for historic cultural monument status. Built between 1905 and 1958, the property is a physical chronicle of the cultural and economic evolution of Hollywood from residential suburb to urban core. The complex is composed of the main residence, El Nido, which is built in 1905, the bungalow court and garages built in 1922, and the motel signage and breeze block wall added in 1958. The first structure on the property that is now the Hollywood Center Motel was a large middle-class home built right after the opening of the Boyle Place Tract for development in 1905. Because we were unable to find building records pertaining to the property from the pre-consolidation period, we do not have the name of the architect. The property's first owners and potentially the commissioners of the house were William and Sarah Avery, who christened their new home El Nido, or The Nest. The Averys were of sufficient social status to mention Mrs. Avery's tea and the name of their home in the papers. The house is identified in Survey LA as eligible for state and local listing. The site was evaluated in 2019 by the Architectural Resources Group during their survey of Hollywood for the Community Redevelopment Agency, which described the site as a rare example of residential development that predates Hollywood's consolidation with the city of Los Angeles in 1910, also as an excellent example of a shingle-style residential architecture in Hollywood. The 1905 residence features many elements of the shingle style, including irregular sculpted form, distinctive massing, varied window types, dormers, lack of ornament, and shingle siding. The property did not stay a single-family home for long. Mr. William Avery died in 1908, and the house was soon rented out as the old Avery Place. In 1921, the property was purchased by Mr. Edmund Schultz. Schultz was a retired owner of the drugstore chain who had moved to Hollywood with his wife Blanche and children. The Schultz did not intend to follow the Averys into genteel retirement, but had their eyes on development of the property. Within a year of owning the property, the Schultzes set about the creation of a bungalow court surrounding the main house. Blanche hired builder F.W. Hicks, to build a 13-unit bungalow court in old English design, as well as garages and storerooms. With such a generous-sized lot, the Schultzes were able to fit multiple bungalows around the main residence with plenty of space left over for parking and landscaping. This transformation of the property from genteel suburban residence to bungalow court was a response to changes in the community as it began to further urbanize. The large houses of the pre-consolidation era were increasingly isolated with densification and commercialization along the major boulevards of Hollywood. Between 1910 and 1920, the Hollywood area saw a population increase from 5,000 to 36,000, and by 1930 it would reach 50,000. Writing in 1937's History of Hollywood, Edmund O. Palmer observes that agriculture was practically abandoned, being replaced by businesses and high-class residences, bungalow courts, and apartments. This great growth was undoubtedly due to the motion picture business. The Schultz's new bungalow court was within walking distance of the studios, sprouting up all along Gower Street. The Hollywood Center Motel site was not the only notable transformation of a large upper-middle-class property. The former Whitley House property at 1720 Whitley Avenue also had been redeveloped into Whitley Court by moving the main residence to the rear of the property and the addition of two flanker duplexes. These ad hoc bungalow courts were a legitimate response to a need for housing in a rapidly changing Hollywood. These are examples of the buildings that were added to the property. There was a two-story house in the southeast corner, and you get an idea of what the other bungalows look. They were duplexes. And then this is because it's obscured today by overgrowth, but you can see down to more units in the back through that porte cochere. The change of use at the site from bungalow court to motel seems to have taken place around 1954, when it was auctioned in January of that year as a 23-unit motel. There is a certificate of occupancy from July 7th, 1954, with a handwritten note possibly turned into motel use. Again, the Hollywood Center Motel property was following the economic and urban development of Central Hollywood as the increasing commercialization of Sunset Boulevard made it an undesirable location as a residential option. The owner of the time, Ernest Forsgren, must have witnessed the arrival of various motel properties in Hollywood, including the Sunset Lodge directly next door at 6700 Sunset Boulevard. It was perhaps the construction of this property which opened its doors in 1954, which prompted Forsgren to remodel and recast his bungalow court into what would become the Hollywood Center Motel. The arrangement of its bungalow court and the ample parking made it ideal for this new use. In succeeding years, improvements such as a pool and metal awnings were added to cheer up the old residents and bungalows, but it was in 1958 that the Hollywood Center Motel attempted a car-centric street front improvement with eye-catching elements similar to its modern competitors. These included the addition of a decorative breeze block privacy walls with a horizontally mounted letter block signage, as well as the installation of a pole-mounted projecting neon sign. These signs themselves have become cultural artifacts and character-defining features of the Hollywood Center Motel, which have been featured in film, television, and photography, as well as been passed by millions since their construction. The neon sign was one of the cover illustrations of the 2010 survey of Hollywood by Chattel Associates. Hollywood Center as filming location. The popularity of action and adventure programming in film and television increased in the 1960s. The second most popular dramatic primetime program of the 1960s era was the detective show. By the early 1970s, police and detective shows strove to be more realistic, and this included shooting on location in Hollywood streets to add elements of gritty realism and authentic urban decay. The Hollywood Center Motel was soon a property of choice for location scouts. The hotel would appear in numerous television shows from the 1960s to the present day. The ramshackle and later rundown appearance of the motel has been its most appealing feature for Holiday, frequently using it as the proverbial seedy motel. The Hollywood Center Motel's credits include Perry Mason from 1960, Cannon 1971, The Hitman from 1972, The Rockford Files 1975, Fun with Dick and Jane 1977, T.J. Hooker 1983, L.A. Confidential, which you can see on the left, from 1997, Southland from 2009, and The Royal Road from 2015. The seedy motel reputation of the Hollywood Center Motel would also make it attractive among the rock and roll set, with such legendary figures as Neil Young, David Crosby, and Janis Joplin either residing there early in their careers or practicing on the property. The Hollywood Center Motel meets the following criteria for historic cultural monument designation. As a historic complex, the Hollywood Center Motel exemplifies the broad cultural, economic, and social history of Central Hollywood from its pre-consolidation period up to the present, exemplifying Hollywood's urbanization due to a burgeoning population, the rise of automobile-based tourism, and the movie business. The site's most significant structure on the property, a 1905 residence, is a rare example of a remaining pre-consolidation single-style upper-middle-class home in Central Hollywood and the last of its kind on Sunset Boulevard. Criteria three, the Hollywood Center Motel has two elements which embody the distinctive characteristics of a style, period, or method of construction. First, the main structure on the property, a 1905 residence, was noted by the Historic Resources Survey of the Hollywood Redevelopment Project Area as an excellent example of shingle-style residential architecture in Hollywood. And the second is the 1958 automobile-centric design and arrangement of the site's street frontage with its breeze block wall, with linear block letter signs and pole-mounted neon sign embodying the distinctive characteristics of post-war car culture, signage, and design. The Hollywood Center Motel is a threatened historic resource. On February 25th, 2025, demolition permits were applied for to demolish the Hollywood Center Motel in its entirety. No project was subsequently applied for. Due to its identification as a historic resource, this demolition has been temporarily denied. While the Hollywood Center Motel has declined for several decades due to neglect and lack of maintenance, it has remained intact. This seedy state, as explained earlier, made it particularly attractive to location suits for the entertainment industry, which may have been the reason for further care and maintenance as deferred. And I'll just give a little. This is the motel ceased operations in 2018, was sold in April 2023. The property has been inhabited until this past summer when it was vacated and left unsecured. The property was soon ransacked and heavily vandalized. Two fires occurred in the past few months, likely the work of transients. The first on September 15th took place on the balcony of the main house, but was extinguished quickly by the fire department. The second, which broke out on October 19th, destroyed a large portion of the bungalow closest to Sunset Boulevard. You can see the bungalow there on the bottom left. The fire damaged the Sunset Lodge next door, and the owners have filed suit. The property remained unsecured until recently when concerned citizens alerted the council office and the Department of Building and Safety. Here you can see some of the interior conditions. And the Hollywood Heritage urges the commission to accept the staff recommendation to take the property under consideration so further examination and discussion of the site's significance can proceed. Hollywood Heritage also urges the commission to work with the Department of Building and Safety and the property's owner to ensure the protection of the site during this process. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Commissioners, any questions? Okay, I believe the owner would like to speak.
Good morning. My name is Susan. I'm an architectural historian with SWCA Environmental Consultants. This is Athena Novak. She is the property owner's representative. My firm was contracted by the owner to prepare an intensive level historic resource assessment for the property. Let me figure out my remote control here. Apologies, I'm going to talk fast today. So as you know, the HCM nomination includes the six bungalows and a garage located on lots 23 to 27, as well as the breeze block wall along Sunset and associated signage. The property was nominated under HCM criteria 1 and 3, and I think the previous speaker went over that pretty clearly, so I won't repeat that. But just in summary, the property was said to identify, to exemplify the history of Central Hollywood from the pre-consolidation era to present, and the original residence is a rare example of a pre-consolidation home in Hollywood. Under criterion 3, again, the single family residence, was recommended eligible as an example of the shingle style, And secondly, the design and arrangement of the site's street frontage with its breeze block wall, letter signage, and pole sign were said to embody post-war culture, car culture, and design. The property was surveyed for the Hollywood Redevelopment Plan Area Historic Resources Survey, which was completed in 2020. While not formally completed as part of SurveyLA, it utilized SurveyLA technology and methodology, and it used the context developed for SurveyLA. I'll discuss these in a little bit more detail. The survey report recommended only the shingle-style residents eligible for the California Register and local designation, and the two contexts and themes for which it was found significant are pre-consolidation communities of LA, theme Hollywood, and architecture and engineering, something shingle style. It was noted the building may not retain sufficient integrity for the National Register due to alterations, which were called out as modifications of the porch and window and door replacement. As you know, additional cottages were built around the original residence to convert the property to multifamily residential. And here are some ads from the 20s and 30s. The property was advertised as offering several rental options. And later, the property was altered, underwent some changes in the early to mid-1950s, and was rebranded as a motel. These ads from 1954 and 59 show the property was advertised as a motel, but it continued to have permanent and long-term residents in rental units. So again, the 2020 Hollywood Redevelopment Plan Historic Resources Survey did not recommend the property eligible as a motel or as a bungalow court. The survey report noted that two intact examples of motels that are excellent examples of the property type were present in the survey area. And these two motels are the Hollywood Premier Motel and the Coral Isle Motel, AKA Hollywood Downtowner Motel, which are contemporary to the subject property. We agree with the 2020 survey report. The property is not eligible as a whole under the motel context and theme. We do not think it is an example, an excellent example of that property type. The SurveyLA context for commercial development and the automobile defines the motel property type as a building type designed for temporary and or semi-permanent lodging with a direct link between the automobile and the room. The SurveyLA eligibility standards also state the property, an eligible property was designed and historically used to provide lodging for motorists and allowing for a direct link between the room and the automobile. And an eligible property should be an excellent example of the property type. The character defining features describe evolution of the motel property type, and the character defining features should include a layout that is typical of adapting to the needs of the automobile and motel patrons, such as in the 20s and 30s, rows of individual cabins, and in the early 30s, in the late 30s, units with integral carports. In the late 40s, the post-war era, linear arrangements with frontal parking, and so on. The property, one of the key elements of this theme is that buildings were designed specifically as lodging for motorists with a direct link between the automobile and the motel room. But since the subject property was not designed specifically for that purpose, we see that parking was provided away from the motel rooms, at the rear of the property, in garage buildings, paved parking lots, et cetera. In addition, the SurveyLA historic context statement describes that in the post-war period, motels began being constructed, quote unquote, with attached rooms and linear arrangements. And parking was directly in front of the row of rooms so that the guests could move directly from their car to their unit. The subject property was converted into a motel in the 1950s during that post-war period, but it does not exemplify the trends in motel design and features from that era. These are just a couple of examples of maps and site plans that show this arrangement of the units and the parking, which in the bottom, the image on the right, the figure on the right, shows the two parking garages circled in the lower southwest corner of the property. In addition, that two-story building at the southeast corner of the property may have been moved onto the property based on building permit records. this site plan from 1953, where north is down at the bottom, also shows how the driveways lead from the property entrance to the garage and paved parking at the rear of the property. And then some site plans from the mid-1950s. At this time, the property was being used as a motel. And here north is at bottom. Again, the site plans show that the large open areas on the property were serving as parking lots. So we see the building designs and the site layout were not purposefully planned and designed for motel use. They don't exemplify the way that motels accommodated travelers in the automobile, providing a direct link between it and the room. And coming back to the survey eligibility standards for motels, as this property does not exemplify the trends of motel design and features from its era, the 1950s, we do not feel it's an excellent example of the property type. In terms of the survey LA context for architecture and engineering and the sub-theme shingle style, the single family residence on the property is consistent with the survey LA eligibility standards in terms of the significance statement, the period of significance, the eligibility standards, and the character defining features. However, the integrity considerations in survey LA note that the enclosure of porches is an acceptable alteration so long as features such as piers and posts have not been removed. In the case of this residence on the property, the front porch on the north facade was enclosed, and the permit describes constructing a new foundation under the porch, a new mud sill, studs, a one-hour fire-rated wall in the existing openings, and a one-hour fire-rated wall on the east and west sides of the porch. So for this reason, we believe the single-family residence does not appear to meet the integrity considerations to be eligible as an example of the architectural style. These photos show the residence's enclosed front porch, which is that stuccoed area on the first story of the facade. And these photos show the area on the west side of the residence beneath the porte cochere. The stuccoed area at far left is the porch enclosure. In terms of the context for pre-consolidation communities in Los Angeles and the Hollywood theme, the residence, which dates to the early 1900s, is consistent with the Survey LA significance statement, the period of significance, eligibility standards, and the character defining features. The residence's integrity of design, feeling, and association have been diminished due to alterations and loss of original features, change in use of the property, and surrounding development. However, we acknowledge that because of the rarity of resources from this era, a greater degree of alterations may be acceptable. At present, there are six existing historic cultural monuments that represent Hollywood's pre-consolidation period. They do appear to have more integrity than the subject residence. These include the Jane's House, Dunning House. Well, I don't need to read them off. You can see them there and their dates of construction. Also identified as eligible in the Hollywood Historic Resources Survey report is a home on Lexington Avenue, which apparently is currently for sale. These images on the next slide show those HCMs, and the eligible residence on Lexington is at the bottom right-hand corner. Coming back to the current HCM nomination, there are a couple statements that we feel in the narrative that we feel need clarification, such as in the description of the outbuildings. It states that there's a single-story multi-car garage at the southwest corner of the property, but there is no longer a garage at that location. The motel building that's shown at the top right is the building at the southwest corner of the property, and you can see the fence at the rear in the back. Very possibly, a garage was converted into a residential building. And also in the architectural description section, it states that four of the buildings on the east side of the property remain intact, although altered. But as you know, the cottage seen on the top left and lower center has been greatly affected by a recent fire. In closing, we considered relevant Survey LA context and themes and the applicable eligibility standards and integrity considerations, and we do not believe that the property as a whole is eligible for HCM designation, but we do acknowledge that a greater degree of alterations may be acceptable for the original single-family residence as a pre-consolidation era resource in Hollywood, and also the signage may warrant consideration individually. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Athena Novak with AHN and Associates. I'm here to represent the owner. There's a few comments that were made that I want to clarify. The current owner was the lender to the person who purchased the property. And in August of 2025, unfortunately, he had to foreclose on the property and he became the owner. The reason there's no project is he's not a developer. The goal and the intent is right now we have several transients who are living at the site that we're trying to control. As noted, there have been two major fires. May I have 1 minute?
Please? 1 more minute.
Oh, okay. Thank you. There's been two major fires, one that did damage the, it looks like, interim housing project next door. We're very lucky nobody got hurt, but the building was damaged, and there is litigation now from that owner, as mentioned by Hollywood Heritage, for $500,000 to damage to that structure. The owner has gone through great lengths to keep the site secure. I do have photographs, which we can submit. In the, if you look to, of course, the north of the site, there is a 8-foot wood fence with barbed wire. Unfortunately, they come through the single family home properties that abut the back and they cut the barbed wire. Then, of course, on the east side, he's got a cedar block wall and fencing. So, in other words, the property has fencing all around and is secure in the front, of course, has the block wall and the gates. We have a homeless problem here in the city that we're all extremely aware of. And one thing that we're seeing on almost all of our sites is we're seeing large amounts of homeless people now congregating at the sites without LAPD intervening. And in closing, when we did file for the demo permit, I did look at the site and I acknowledged everything that was going on there, and I filed 5 demolition permits. The reason I did it separately is that the bungalows themselves all have separate certificate of occupancies, that if the house up front, which was identified under Survey LA, is deemed a site that needs further study, it would be much easier for the owner to be able to fence that, secure that one site versus the 5 structures on the site. I understand nothing can be done now, but I did want to let the commissioners
Thank
know.
Thank you. Okay, let me understand for a second. Your primary objection is the designation as motel, but you'd be willing to designate the shingle style house and the motel sign and wall in front?
The property owner, while not present, he is aware of the previous survey findings and that the residence is significant for a pre-consolidation era resource. So he is well aware of that. We do not feel it is eligible as a motel as a whole. If the commission were to consider a designation, we would request that you consider it solely for the residence.
Can I clarify? The elders rep?
Sure.
Yes. I've been around the city for 30 years, and I know that the threshold is extremely high. And unfortunately, due to the vandalism, not being able to control this site, even though he's gone through great lengths economically and physically, the structure, as Susan has witnessed, continually is being torn apart, and we have got people out there. So it has been substantially damaged, not only through the age and of course wear and tear, but through the encampments that continue to go there. So I don't think it meets the criteria of the character defining features, or would meet the threshold of a good example due to the current condition. And again, please know, the owner that is here in front of you right now was not part of any damage that was done to that building.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions, commissioners? All right, let's open public comment. There are three microphones. So first three people to come up are Elise Malone-Morinevi, Richard Shave, and John English. And Elise, I apologize for butchering your name.
Do we get started?
Yep. All right. You got 1 minute.
Hello, my name is Elise Melanie Mornier. Very close. I am a community member, and I'm here to speak on behalf of the Hollywood Center Motel located at 6722 Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. I'm a community member, and the building is in my neighborhood. While living in the center of Hollywood between Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset is not for everyone, for myself, my family, and my neighbors, it's a really special and magical place. The first time I saw the motel, when I moved into the neighborhood, it can only be described as magical. I'd never noticed it before, and I was walking by, and I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? It was like seeing a ghost or like something I wasn't supposed to be seeing. It's very imposing, and it's kind of this quiet space on this infamous road. So to be surprised is pretty rare, to be see something new on Sunset. The Hollywood Center Motel adds to the history of Sunset Boulevard. And I'm asking that we designate this a historic cultural monument, and I'm asking to take some of the past of Hollywood and bring it with us as we progress our future neighborhood. That's all. Thank you so much.
Hello, commissioners. My name is Richard Shave. I'm a private citizen. I am here to advocate for you to consider this property. Hollywood Center Motel is a time capsule. It is a time capsule of the history of Hollywood, from Hollywood as an autonomous municipality founded on temperance and church going to rock and rollers vomiting in the bathrooms and passing out in the street because they can't find their way into the driveway. This exemplifies everything we love about Hollywood, from the sordid to the sacred. And this is why people from all over the world love Hollywood, because it captures our imagination and it draws us in. So please consider this. Let's get a site visit. Well, you get the site visit. It would be great if we could have a public hearing at the site visit. But I know you can't do that anymore. Thanks.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is John English, and I'm here speaking on my own behalf today in favor of this nomination. The Hollywood Center Motel is a rare example of a property that exhibits the evolution of residential as well as commercial strip development in Hollywood over five decades. And the fact that it still contains structures, signage, and features from throughout that period make it very unique indeed. In addition, I would just like to stress that I think it's very important that this site be secured sooner than later, or there will be no resource left to designate. Thank you.
Thank you. Jessica Sanchez and Esther Dack.
Hi, folks. Esther Dack here. I think everyone has been pretty succinct, and thank you, Brian, for your notes. I'm here to advocate on behalf of Hollywood Heritage and the Hollywood Center Hotel. Again, it's three layers of history. It's not a single structure. It's the turn of the century, the 1920s, and the mid-century. So it's an important part of Sunset Boulevard. And I think also really need to reiterate the urgency. Right now, this is a property that, in a very short period, there will be nothing left to save because of what is happening to it and how it is a victim of vandalization. So, thank you guys for your consideration, and here to hopefully support the Hollywood Center for designation. Thank you all.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jessica Sanchez, and I'm here as a volunteer with the Hollywood Heritage Museum, and I'm also a case manager working with low-income individuals and people that are homeless. I have seen the condition of the property, and it seems like it has been demolished by neglect over the past few years, and working with people in the system, I believe housing should be utilized, and this was housing, and if people don't want it to be a motel, it could be housing. And if there were people living in it, then other people wouldn't be able to vandalize it. And so I think it's a shame for structures that still exist to be demolished when there's people outside of them that could be living in them. And so to support the nomination would hopefully hold the property owner accountable for the property that I'm sorry that they got by default. However, it's a property that needs to be maintained and should be maintained for the safety of everybody in the community. And the nomination would only support that. So thank you.
Thank you. Kim Cooper.
Thank you so much, Commission. Happy to be here. Kim Cooper, Esoteric. So this has been a very short period during which this building has declined. It had longtime caretakers. It wasn't really rented. That's why no one has photographs of what it looked like. But as soon as those people left, it was left wide open. I've documented multiple people coming in over the fence on Sunset and around the corner through an unsecured gate and over the wall. The young lady who spoke about representing the current owner says that she pulled those demolition permits. Those were done supposedly before the foreclosure. So I don't know what's going on here, but I do know this property has burned twice. The first fire was small. The second one nearly took out an inhabited building next door. Everyone's breathing it. It's highly dangerous. It's wrong. And they could put metal gates on these buildings if they wanted to. It's expensive, but they can be secured. They're choosing not to. You need to do something because the council office has been on notice about this since early fall, and they don't seem to care either. Thank you.
Thank you. Any hands raised?
Yumi Kanaga, for the record, there are two hands raised in Zoom. The caller, Margaret, please provide your comment.
Yes, hi. This is Margaret Berber. I'm the current president of the Hollywood Heritage, and I am calling in to express my support. I have been, I worked in the area for 20 some years, and I've been following this building. It doesn't look that much different except for the fire that it did in 2015 or even earlier than that. These buildings want to survive. They are authentic Hollywood and could be turned into something wonderful right across from the wonderfully whimsical crossroads of the world so that tourists have a reason to come, locals have a reason to come. You can do so many things with the property. There's a vacant Rite Aid next door that's available. Somebody could really turn this into something that would benefit the community. It has been vandalized only in the recent past to the extent that it is now, but it is totally recoverable. And we don't have a lot of pre-consolidated Hollywood left. We have the James House, which is basically you can't even see it anymore. We owe people coming to Los Angeles the ability to see what it looked like back in the day, because those are our roots, and of all cities, we don't protect them at all. We don't promote them. When I was growing up here,
great. Thank you very much for your comment.
Yumi Kanaga for the record. The next participant, Mike, please provide your comment.
Greetings, commissioners. This is Mike Callahan. I'm a member of the Hollywood Heritage Preservation Committee, and I fully support this nomination for the entire complex. It has such a rich history that we haven't even scratched the surface on it. My own research has found that back when it first opened, the house itself was there. They had a major party on the front lawn where 200 people showed up to celebrate the Los Angeles Fiesta. And then moving on in time, you had various actors and actresses who lived on the property, one of which was Edna Wallace Hopper, who was known as the Eternal Flapper. Years later, a lot of the bungalows that are there were used as businesses to support the Hollywood industry. So you had voice talent schools, beauty shops, modeling agencies, and then finally into its motel operation with the breeze wall and the signage.
Great. Thank you for your comment.
Yumi Kanagawa, for the record, there is one more hand raised. The next caller, iPhone, please provide your comment.
Yes, this is Michael Edwinski, also at Hollywood Heritage, and I was a former resident of Council District 13. I fully support the nomination of the entire property. I have been documenting this site for at least 10 years, and I would also echo comments that it's remained based mostly intact for all the time until recently. And I also wanted to note that the property is not secure. There's quite a bunch of evidence of video and photographs showing that the front gate has been left open much of the time, so that is a critical issue that needs to be taken care of that is not being secured. But again, I fully support the nomination of the entire site.
Yumi Kanagawa, for the record, that was the last caller. No more hands raised in Zoom.
All right, let's close public comment on the Hollywood Center Motel. This comes up quite often when we're looking at nominations of, it's a low bar to reach for under consideration, and I think this qualifies as low bar until we actually take a tour of the property. I think there's arguments on both sides, both in terms of the shingle-style house representing one period of Hollywood, the motel as part of the rock and roll history of Hollywood, and the development of Hollywood as a destination. And I think we need to take a tour and sort of see how these pieces come together. I would urge, since there obviously is concern about security, obviously if barbed wire and walls and gates don't do it, maybe an armed guard, at least at night, to sort of secure the property, you know, should be considered.
I think this property looks great on paper, and it has a great history. But I think it's gone past its ability to be a monument myself.
Commissioner?
Other comments?
Comment?
Yeah, this is a very tough situation, and I'm a former resident of Hollywood, so I know this site very, very well. And I'm echoing some of the comments of one of the public comment speakers who said, you know, Hollywood went through these transitions from being a teetotaling church community to being the rock and roll heart of LA. That was my generation. And now we're in the third phase. We're in the phase of a huge housing crisis. And the best outcome, I would think, would be to use this site to provide housing for those who need it. Now, how we accomplish that, I don't know. As a cultural heritage commissioner, I think we owe it to ourselves to go out and consider the property, to go out and see what's happening. And I echo the president's concern, as we've all heard, about the security. So I hope that we can do all we can on the city family side, on the private owner side, to protect this resource for whatever its future holds. So I would support taking it under consideration.
Yeah, I think there are a couple, and I think in the original presentation, good examples of similar type properties which have been adaptively reused. You know, Jane's Court or Jane's House, Whitley Court are both good examples of reuse of a bungalow court or creation of a bungalow court where, you know, the main house may have been relocated. So I think there are opportunities here, but I think we need to go out and take a look and sort of hopefully safely tour the property. Do I have a motion?
Sure. This is Commissioner Kennard. I move that we take the Hollywood Center Motel at 6714-6724 West Sunset Boulevard under consideration and adopt the staff report findings.
This is Commissioner Rubio. I second the motion.
Ryan.
Commissioner Vice President Kennard?
Yes.
Commissioner Rubio?
Yes.
Commissioner Barron?
No.
Commissioner President Malofsky?
Yes.
And the motion carries.
All right. Our final item is